Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, NASCAR postpones Martinsville weekend. NASCAR announced Friday morning that race weekend that was scheduled for May 8th and May 9th at Martinsville, that's been postponed due to the coronavirus. In the official statement from NASCAR, they stated that they do intend to start back racing. However, they will race without fans for some time in May. According to Adam Stern of the Sports Business Journal, he says NASCAR intends to race for 4 to 5 weeks without fans. In a press release, NASCAR also stated that they do intend to run all 36 races this season. Stay tuned to FrontStretch.com for all the latest on the scheduling changes for NASCAR whenever it gets announced. Number two, back-to-back for Ryan Luza. It was a trifecta of sorts for Ryan Luza as he went on to win his third consecutive race in the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series at Richmond on Wednesday night. Luza had to avoid spins, wrecks, and, well, everything in between in a race that featured 16, yes, folks, 16 cautions. Luza led 70 of the 207 laps en route to his third consecutive win. Michael Conti edged out Nathan Lyon for second, while Bobby Zielinski and Zach Novak rounded out the top five. Series' next race is at the virtual Dover International Speedway, and that will be on Tuesday, April 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern. The race will be streamed live on eNASCAR.com/live, as well as other streaming options. Number three, sim racing is back this weekend. The sim racing world is back in full effect this weekend as the IndyCar Series and the NASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series will both be in action this weekend. For the open wheel guys, they'll be taken to the track in virtual Japan. The competitors will race for 113 laps on the virtual 1.549-mile twin ring Motegi. There's some new faces in the competition for this weekend's race. Helio Castroneves, a three-time Indianapolis 500 winner, he's going to be making his debut. Takuma Sato, the 2017 Indianapolis 500 winner, he's going to be making his debut. And a special entry is going to be joining them as NASCAR driver and 2019 Cup Series champion Kyle Busch will be driving the number 51 Rowdy Energy Dallara. The race is going to take place on Saturday, April 18th at 2:30 p.m. with TV coverage provided by NBC Sports Network. For the NASCAR side, well, they are going to be going to Richmond for their fourth race of the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series at the virtual Richmond Raceway. Coverage of the Toyota Owners 150, that'll begin on Sunday, April 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1, or even Fox for some markets. There's going to be 26 drivers in Sunday's event, and among the notable names, Kevin Harvick. Yes, Happy Harvick is going to be making his debut. He's going to be driving his number 4. Stuart Haas Racing in his first attempt at the iRacing Series. For Dale Earnhardt Jr., well, he's going to try and make the race on the last chance qualifying race. He posted on Twitter, he was invited, but he decided to skip this weekend so that a current full-time Cup driver could race instead. I was hoping my decision might eventually convince Fox/iRacing to let everyone in. Bristol format should be used this Sunday at Richmond, in my opinion. Two heats, main, everyone races. Unfortunately for Dale, they did not take his advice. Stay tuned for all the latest news as well as the results from the two sim races on FrontStretch.com. Well, that is it here for FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch. Also, give us a review and a rating for our podcast that Mike Neff, Dustin Albino, they do every single week, do a fantastic job. So give us a rating, give us a review, and make sure you follow us. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home.